Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can get us on your smart speakers. Just ask it to play WILK News Radio. You'll get us live or anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show and we'll be there, and you could listen to us there as well. It is coming up on 409, 82 degrees on this Monday, October 6, 2025. We started talking earlier about this incident in Chicago, to where the chief of patrol of the Chicago Police Department over the radio called off all units responding to an attack on federal ICE agents. And this just wasn't a rowdy crowd. This just wasn't crowd control. This was an assault, a vehicular assault that took place by a large, violent crowd. And when responding officers were requested from local municipalities, the chief of patrol for the Chicago Police Department refused to send them, told them to stay put and not respond. That is just unheard of. Chicago police officers en route to help federal agents who were being surrounded and menaced by an angry mob of ICE protesters were seemingly ordered by their chief of patrol to stand down and not provide assistance. Stunning dispatch audio and internal messaging has revealed. The group of agents were conducting a routine patrol in the city's south side on Saturday when they were attacked by rammed by vehicles and boxed in by 10 cars. 10 cars rammed them and boxed them in. The Department of Homeland Security and video has shown. The agents were on patrol about 15 miles from the anti-ICE protest when they'd been simmering for several days outside of the ICE processing center in the Chicago suburb of Broadview when the attack began. Once they attempted to flee their trapped vehicle, a woman later found to be toting a semi-automatic weapon, attempted to run the officers down but was shot by police. Local cops were initially prepared to help the agents but were ordered to stand down by the chief of patrol, according to shocking dispatch audio transmissions. Now, this just wasn't a rowdy crowd. This wasn't a protest. This was an assault by armed assailants ramming their vehicles and armed with weapons against ICE agents. A call for assistance went out for local authorities, and they refused to respond. Not the officers, their chief of patrol. Now, again, like I said earlier, thankfully, officers just happened to be crossing the path, and you know, when they absolutely saw something, obviously they have to get involved. Not that they were responding. Younger male wearing all black wanted for a hit and run. The guy fled the scene. A female dispatcher blares in response to the call for helping them surround ICE agents. The audio shared When the offending vehicle crashed, they ran the federal agent off the road. They fled on foot westbound. A male voice then comes on the radio channel telling the dispatcher to direct officers to head to the scene, but stay put a few blocks away and await further instructions. A few seconds later, a male voice is heard again saying, "Parsley, per the chief of patrol, clear everybody out. We're not responding over there." The female dispatcher tells the officers on the way to the distress call, "Per the chief of patrol, all units clear out from there. We're not sending anybody out to that location." A male officer responds over the radio of sirens wailing in the background saying, "We're going to clear out as soon as we can. We're like blocked in over here. So we're going to do the best we can to get out of here as soon as we can." Now, in police translation to that is, "We're here. I'm telling you we can't get out because we're already here. And due to the chaos, we're blocked in. So we're going to do the best we can while we're here." And good for those officers. An internal department memo sent to Chicago cops and obtained by Fox News confirmed the shocking reversal. And I just listened to the audio a second time. And it's abhorrent that this goes on. And hopefully, and nothing's going to happen from the Chicago leadership, this chief of patrol who should never wear a uniform again. Should never wear a uniform again. It's as simple as that. The National Fraternal Order of Police and the Illinois State Fraternal Order of Police condemned reports that Chicago police officers were barred from assisting ICE agents. And I just posted that letter on my Facebook as well. Washington, D.C., Patrick Yoes, National President of the Fraternal Order of Police, and Chris Southwood, President of the Illinois State FOP Lodge, were shocked and appalled at reports coming out of Chicago that commanding officers barred local law enforcement from assisting immigration and customs enforcement agents while they were surrounded by a group of protesters. They keep calling these individual protesters. This was an armed assault. Vehicle ramming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Armed with weapons. Details are still emerging, but it appears that officers from the Chicago Police Department were ordered not to assist a group of ICE agents as they were physically threatened by what appeared to be an angry mob. Let me be clear, both the National FOP and the Illinois FOP believe that when an officer calls for assistance, you answer, no matter what. The Trust Act is an Illinois state law that generally prohibits local law enforcement agencies in Illinois from participating in immigration enforcement. According to the Department of Homeland Security, ICE agents have faced a 1,000% increase in violence since the start of the year. Now listen, if the Trust Act says that Illinois state law enforcement officers can assist ICE agents in immigration enforcement, that's one thing. If federal agents are calling for assistance for their own safety, that's another. The number one unwritten law rule in law enforcement is that we respond to any calls from officers in distress, Southwood said. What would have happened if the local police were facing threats and nearby federal officers were told not to assist? Whether you agree about immigration enforcement or not, when a law enforcement officer is in trouble, nothing should stand in the way of fellow officers rendering assistance. Now more than ever, police officers need to band together to order to protect our brothers and sisters who wear a badge. We at the National FOP, as we as our members of the Illinois FOP, condemn these actions and urge Chicago officials to ensure that any law enforcement officer needing assistance is guaranteed that their brothers and sisters in law enforcement respond expeditiously. Now, there's been chatter nationwide in law enforcement circles, and I've been part of that because I'm part of that chat, that are looking to, hey, let's take it out on the rank and file of Chicago police officers. This was not a Chicago Police Department decision. This was a Chicago Police Department leadership position and elected official position. I've worked hand in hand. I have plenty of friends who are Chicago police officers. They are second to none. They are the best of the best. They are dealing in a situation that is most of us can't even fathom in the environment that they work in, with lack of support from their leadership, lack of support from their elected officials, and lack of support a lot of times from their own communities. But yet they go out day in and day out to do the job. So I don't want to see anything that targets the rank and file police officers. Like I just read to you in the story, the rank and file police officers did what they needed to do in this case. They happened to be stuck there, and so they had to take police action while they were there. Good for them. Now, it's also being known that leadership in the Chicago Police Department is either going a step further and looking at the GPS tracking in all the vehicles to see if any of those units responded after the fact. That's how much they are digging here. And you have to realize, this was just not an unruly crowd. This was not immigration officers doing enforcement. They were targeted and attacked. Their convoy was away from the area, were rammed by multiple vehicles with armed assailants, so much so that they had to shoot an individual because she was armed, that rammed them with the car. There's video of this out there. Pushing their SUVs off the road with their own vehicles. And when assistance is called, because this is getting out of control, for multiple reasons. Listen, if you're a federal agent, if you're a police officer anywhere, and you were just rammed by multiple vehicles and pushed off the road, and now there's armed assailants, your adrenaline's going, that's not the best people you want dealing with that crisis situation right there. So it's better if you have responding officers that could come in, fresh from view, not involved in whatever the situation was, take control and get calm. But yet the Chicago police leadership sees otherwise and just tells them to stay away. What if the federal officials, instead of just having to shoot the one armed individual, what if this was greater than that? What if there was a rash of back and forth gunfire in a community street? What kind of dangers does that put your community in? What kind of danger does that put everyone in? The fact that this is going on our city streets, and the mere fact that you have the governor of Illinois and the mayor of Chicago going on TV and saying, this is being manufactured. Yeah. The thugs in your community ramming federal agents and armed is manufactured. You damn right send the National Guard there. And again, to protect federal buildings, right? Because the National Guard do not take place in enforcement activities. They free up federal agents that could have responded to their fellow federal agents in a time of need, to where you at this point can't depend on the Chicago Police Department leadership from sending them the way it should be. So what dangers does this put you in, the public in Chicago? What dangers does this put in people visiting Chicago on business? What danger does this put in everyday citizens, that at any moment you could have this free-for-all? And now that you have these thugs, these aren't protesters, these are violent anarchists ramming their vehicles into federal agents and armed with weapons. Now that they know that this is the response from local law enforcement, do they step it up a notch? Do they say, hey, Let's just full out take them on because we know that they're not coming. And don't think those aren't thoughts that just happen. Look at the chats of these groups, these Antifa, these anti-ICE groups. This is exactly what they want, an armed confrontation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.